This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrift.
Hello, welcome in, friends down in New Orleans, Bayou 95.7, also 98 Rock, California's rock station in lovely Sacramento, California. And our friends at Z-Rock 103 in Lexington, Kentucky. Big show for you today. Ryan Castle, Drunk in Charge, will be in to sit and spin. And today, Ryan brings in the 10 best fake songs from movies and TVs. These would be fictional bands, artists, songs, the whole deal, but 10 of the most popular ones from movies and TV based on the fact that they're really not a real band.
Which should be interesting, because I don't know what constitutes. We were talking Partridge Family and Monkeys. Like,
I don't think that's on the list.
Like the Monkeys became a real band, even though they started as a fake band. The Partridge Family, they were 100% fake, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
right, like, even we were saying the Lady Gaga thing, like, technically, that's still a fake band, right? Because she's not.
You mean in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
but she's a real artist, but that would be a very popular fake song, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, what about like the Dan Band? Do you remember the Dan Band?
Why do I know the name?
The Dan Band, right, made famous, I want to say, in
was
old,
it old school?
Or
okay. Wedding Crashers?
They're not originals. They just add curse words to cover songs.
Right.
They
do.
You're like, every effing now and then I fall apart.
I think it was old school. Maybe it was Wedding Crashers. I don't know. I thought those guys are great.
I thought
they would be
school.
They would be the ultimate.
It is old school. It's when Will Ferrell gets married.
Okay. All right. What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
What the hell's going on there, man?
It's my wife and my daughter. We just got home, so things are all a little crazy.
So it went from peace and quiet to complete anarchy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, this time I forgot some. It wasn't with my wife. This was like I was like 8th or 9th grade, I would say. And I'd been dating this girl for about a year. And, it was actually exactly a year. And I forgot her anniversary.
So, was it the day that you first started dating? Or was it like,
yeah,
how do you officially, did you know that day as a hard date?
Apparently I should have.
No, you know what? It's not realistic.
Doesn't an anniversary have to mean like a wedding date or?
Yeah, something that's significant. I mean, it can't be the first time you went to Pizza Hut.
Right.
That's true.
But he was also in high school, so I fathom where that's a much bigger deal.
Through that in high school.
It's a high school thing, and so it's a big deal, you know, when you're a kid. But then, you know, you kind of grow up, and you're like, that doesn't even matter anymore.
Well, was it the first time you had sex, or was it the first date you were ever on? Like going to a movie?
It was the day we were Facebook official.
Facebook official.
It's changed the status on Facebook where it's like, we're in a relationship.
Does Facebook tell you when that comes around?
They should.
At the time, it probably did, but I didn't have a smartphone. We still had computers and stuff like that. I was still only on like the computer.
I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't sweat that too
much. Well, what kind of trouble did you get in for forgetting this anniversary?
Okay, well, I'm sitting in my room. Because, you know, I'm obviously still with my parents, and I'm playing Guitar Hero, and all of a sudden, she just comes bursting through the door. And I was like, hey, babe, how's it going? And she starts going off about how I ruined her day and all sort of stuff, and I didn't say happy anniversary to her at school and all sort of stuff, and didn't bring her roses and everything. So I'm still in the middle of playing Guitar Hero. So, like, I'm like mid-song, you know, I wasn't great, but I was playing it hard, and I don't know if you guys ever played Guitar Hero or Rock Band or whatever, but it's a general thing, but so apparently I wasn't giving her enough attention while she was screaming at me, because I was focused on trying to beat this level in the game. So she grabs a pair of scissors, comes back, and slices the power cord.
What?
Do you realize that she could have electrocuted herself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She totally blew up the stripper, the scissors. Totally blew them up. They were completely useless after
that. Are you still with this person?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I should say this
I'm much happily married to a little bit less crazier of a person.
A little bit less.
I was going to say, you can't do that. The worst on dates is it's not the ones that you forget. You could forget the ones in the past every once in a while.
But guys, I just don't think are as together. They don't have as many plans, and they don't have the dates are tough. So whether it's your birthday or something like that. So, you know, there's the case where, like, I told you we were going to dinner with him 3 months ago on a Thursday night after work. And you say to yourself, I do briefly recall that conversation.
Because it was 3 months ago.
I did not write that down because it seemed so far away at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me tonight is that night? Yes, I already told you tonight is that night. Oh, okay.
Right.
You know, like, okay.
I told you in 1997 that on this day we were going bowling.
That's right.
You know what? You're right. I'm sorry. I forgot.
I did not pencil it in.
Man, oh man. Yeah, I did forget that when you told me in October about today.
And I'm terrible at that. I'm like, please, can you just tell me week of?
Right. That's always the thing.
Dude, I'm much single, and I do it with my friends now. Like if somebody's like, hey, do you want to go get dinner in a week, like next week or something? Like, I'll write it on my calendar.
Because you're right.
Because
you
I'll forget.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Of course we'll forget.
And then they'll text and be like, we still meeting up? Or the best is when they're like, hey, can't make it tonight. Like, damn it. I'm so pumped for that one.
Sure.
Sitting there in your underwear eating bonbons.
Right.
Huh? Back to the Saturday Night Live skit where you can't remember the girlfriend's name.
Oh, yeah.
What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this happened last night.
Uh-huh.
I work in a grocery store. I'm a meat cutter, and I keep my knives in a toolbox, a little black one, kind of like a truck box. And I loaded up my groceries, and I left my tools on top of my car.
Oh, no. Did you find that box anywhere?
I called that particular store, and at first, no, but then they found it.
Thank God. I mean, nice. how many hundreds of dollars worth of knives were in there?
Roughly around $500.
Okay, I would guess when you're
that
a butcher,
like three or four knives.
You have the best stuff that you can get. You know what I mean? So that stuff is professional quality. And I know if you buy a good knife just on your own, it could be $70, $100.
You basically.
And I don't put my edge on it. I'm left-handed, so it's different from right-handed.
Right there with you, ma'am.
What do you do? Sharpen the knives differently, or what is the...
A little bit. It's just where the wear and tear is going to be. It's like brushing your teeth. Your dentist will look in your mouth, and they can guess if you're left or right-handed just based on which side of your mouth is a little cleaner or brushed a little better, right? So it's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a stupid... And knives are so... Well, good knives are so expensive. When I first started cooking, I did not have my own knives. Some of the people did. And, oh, dude, get your own knives, and they feel more official. And I remember looking at the cost of knives. One guy had Global, which says Japanese company, but they're very well-known knives in the industry, and they're very good. They're like $300, man.
How many do you get, like four or five?
No. I'm saying, like, if you get the chef's knife from Global, now you can spend less, but the really good ones, again, if you're working in a kitchen, you're using it all the time, because you're using it 8 hours a day, right? Like $300, $350. That is a knife.
Damn.
And I realized, they're like, you haven't bought knives? I'm like, I'm not trying to make this a redundant thing, but, like, you don't pay me enough to be able to afford to buy the knives you say I need to work here.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if Uber would only allow you to drive a Rolls Royce, but you had to provide your own. It's like, okay, that's great in theory, but we don't get paid enough to buy the thing that you think I need.
And I had a chick throw up in it last night.
God, you imagine.
Your Rolls Royce?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Damn, I mean, dude. As soon as you get one, something like that's going to happen, right? Rolls Royce Uber? Are you kidding me?
Let's get an Uber. Dude, I feel super fancy when the Uber shows up, and once in a while, it's a Tesla.
Oh, I've had that one time.
Yeah, look at me.
It was crazy. When weren't we together out of town when the Tesla picked us up someplace?
I don't remember this.
I don't either.
Where the hell were we?
I don't know. I can't remember anything. What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA. Maybe in L.A.? I don't know.
Where wasn't it me and you? I don't remember. I don't remember anything either.
Exactly.
God damn.
Just so basically, honest. You're just asking a blanket question.
No, I just thought we were together and maybe you could recall it. Oh, no. It's my buddies in Chicago. That's
okay, I'll say, yeah, I have no recollection.
Because I was in there, I was like, maybe, this is nice.
Maybe you'll remember.
Yeah, exactly. Help me, please.
I was once in a Tesla.
Were you with me? No. I'll ask my other friends.
Yeah.
I'm picturing you just going down the hall now, like, Sergeant Hair Club, was it me and you in the Tesla?
No.
Okay.
Carry on.
Brian Castle.
What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999. Oh, I forgot where I was when I was in a Tesla.
At least now we know you were in a Tesla.
I forgot who I was with.
I've made this worse, but now I'm doubting you were in a Tesla, period.
I was in a Tesla.
Wasn't a Tesla, Toyota.
Because I couldn't believe the screen in front of him, man. It looks so cool. It's got like a TV screen in the front, man.
For what?
The car's just got a TV screen.
But I mean, for what?
I don't know.
I mean, like, there's all this stuff about distracted driving.
Well, when it drives itself, what are you going to watch?
He said all this stuff about distracted driving, and let's put a TV screen in the console.
Sure.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so this is kind of embarrassing, but...
Excellent.
I forgot my wife once.
You forgot what?
My wife.
What do you mean you forgot her?
Well, we go over to our friend's house, and they live... You know, less than 10 minutes away from us. Sometimes we'll drive over together. Sometimes we'll drive separate cars, depending on what the circumstances are. And that night we were over there and got later in the night. I was ready to go home. I was tired. And I said, all right, well, I'm going to get out of here. And a lot of times I'll park in the back and she'll park in the front. And I went out and got in the car and took off and drove home. And I got home and I opened up the garage door and there was her car. And I thought, well, how the hell did she get home before me? And all of a sudden, I realized, oh, that's right. She rode with me tonight.
Oh, so you didn't get laid?
No. I still hear about it today.
No.
So what kind of mood was she in when you got back there to grab her?
Holding her purse, stamping her foot. My buddy was laughing his ass off. They all knew what I did. They thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, of course, because they don't have to deal with it.
Right.
It almost gives her an in just to be mean for a little while.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like, I can't believe you don't love me and forgot about me like that.
Well, yeah, sorry.
Dude, I forgot a buddy once at a party, and he got pissed.
When did you arrive together?
No, we were at a house. We were all at the same party, and then I thought everybody was going to move to another party.
All right.
So we left, and then I left him there. Well, the original party was at my house.
Oh, geez.
So I forgot him there. So then he was just kind of stuck with my dad.
Oh! He was the only one left?
Yeah.
Was he in a bathroom or something?
No. I just hopped in a car with a bunch of other people. There, look, Alex was the biggest, tallest guy there. There was another guy that I had just met who I might have been having a budding friendship with, and his name was like... close to Alex, and he was a big dude. I just assumed that was my Alex. Yeah.
Jesus. What did
sounds
you...
awful.
What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Uber just released its annual list of the strangest things that people left behind in Uber's last year. The top 50 list doesn't appear to be ranked in any way. So here are just a handful of some of the weirdest things that people left behind. A 2-month-old chihuahua. Left in an Uber. A full set of 18-karat gold teeth. 2 packs of Italian sausage and a Thanksgiving ham.
I mean, come on, man.
That would suck to leave that. A set of deer antlers.
Maybe they remembered it was Thanksgiving.
A welding helmet, a small handmade cat puppet, a baseball sign by Babe Ruth.
Damn.
An Elvis cape, a full fish tank with fish and water in it.
Okay.
A fish tank with water and fish in it was left in an Uber. 10 pounds of pulled pork.
A
10 pounds. On. 10 pounds. A fish head. A tuxedo for a small dog.
Give it to the chihuahua.
A bag of hair along with a brush shaped like a foot and a shopping cart. The list also revealed the places where people forget stuff the most. And four of the top five are in the South. Top ten are Alabama, New Mexico, Tennessee, the Mississippi Delta area, North Carolina, and Iowa. Our question, what did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so after my third DUI at some point, I was driving back from a late-night AA meeting, and I was doing probably almost 90 miles an hour in a 60 on the 405. And the cop pulls me over, and, you know, I'm trying to be cool or whatever, and I have my interlock device in there. And he comes up, he's license registration, so I reach for my glove box, and all these butcher knives come flying out of there, and I had a milk crate full of rope and, like, plastic tarp and stuff like that. And he just kind of looks at me, and he looks at all the stuff, and I said, oh, excuse me one second, and I blow into the interlock device, and he's like, oh, okay, so you're being responsible about all this. Just go ahead and keep her a little bit slowed down and have a good night. I'm thinking, oh, that could have went a little bit more roughly than that went, but I could see how it was suspicious, but I completely forgot that I had all that in the car. And he just looked at me, and he looked at all the stuff, and he wanted to ask about it, but he just didn't do it.
What are you doing? Are you a kidnapper for a living?
I mean, I would have been like, you know, man, I might need to search your car. Because all of this looks like you're about to kill somebody and hide him in the trunk.
I mean, you do live in the Pacific Northwest, so your chance of being a serial killer as a white man is already about 97%.
Well, what's funny is, you know, Washington State alone has had their share of them, you know, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, let me search the car. And if he had, he would have found more rope and stuff. I mean, I'm not a hoarder per se, but I'm a collector of many things.
Why did you have rope, tarp, and knives in your car if it's not to murder and or kidnap someone?
Well, the knives, I mean, those were left behind by somebody who lived at a property that I worked at, and they're like, no, we're just going to toss them. I'm like, no, I'll take them. So I just kind of loaded them in the car, and, you know, I had all the rope for falling trees and stuff like that, but it just wasn't.
But you just got to remember where you are. You know, like anything else, like there are serial killers in the Pacific Northwest. Like the Patriots have Super Bowls,
right?
I mean, it's too many. You know what I mean? Like they should spread the love a little.
But I would think if you are anywhere and I pull you over and you have knives, rope, and a tarp. I mean, I don't care where we are. Like, hey man, you know what? Not trying to be judgy, all right? But you're gonna need to step out of the vehicle because there's something up, right?
Yeah, I need to notate this. What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA. And you have to remember the mentality, too, because we've talked to people who worked with Gary Ridgway. They've called the program.
Yeah.
Many times. Oh, yeah, we knew it was Gary.
We kept joking.
Oh, yeah, man. Gary was killing people left and right, but, you know, he was a good employee. Showed up on time.
Tipped well. Yeah, exactly. People used to deliver pizza to him. Like, he was always very friendly.
He would feed the bound and gag person in his house, too. You know, he's a really nice guy.
Everybody.
Yeah, of course it was him.
And then they always say, he was a little weird. We're like, yeah, we know. Because he killed like 40-some people. There's nothing remotely normal about that.
What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Isla. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Did I say your name right?
Ilya. Like when you're sick, you're ill.
Okay, I got you.
All right, so a couple of years ago, I do some side work for cash on a couple of marathons and runs, and I was supposed to go be at 6 a.m. on a Saturday at Bellingham for a little run that they do up there, and I kind of help with the timing equipment and, you know, making sure that all the runners get their times and bibs and whatnot. So the Friday before, I mean, I obviously completely forgot that I had to do this, and I've done this multiple times as far as, like, showing up and working for them, helping them out. And this is the first time that anything like that happened. I just completely forgot and threw a party at my place the night before.
Sweet. Did you say you got paid for that?
Yeah. It was, you know, it wasn't volunteer work or anything. It was just like, yeah, I got made some money on it.
Okay. That's unusual, man. Most of the time you work a race, it's just all volunteers.
Which is ridiculous to me. I mean, just
there's definitely volunteers involved, but I guess a little different kind of gig.
You're smarter than them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We're coming into town to set up this race. We're going to need all your police officers, shut down these streets. All of you work for free, then we'll leave town and go someplace else and set up the same thing. It's like a hit and run. We'll take all the free employment.
I find it amazing. In the world of running, right? So when
it's a scam.
When it's a race, but it's a scam because the people are stupid. They're going to get up super early and hand you money for the privilege of running.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I cannot believe people pay money.
I'll tell you why.
To go running because, when you can do it for free.
Because it's gotten bigger for two reasons. Honest to God. The first one is social media.
Sure.
So it's not about the run. It's about the pictures afterward and the group of friends that you went there. And it's also now you can run. You could run a 0.5 race, half a mile.
That's my kind of race.
They'll give you a medal at the end.
Yes, they do. So now, I got a medal with a shoe on.
Now all these people, all they do is they want to run for their Instagram pictures and their Facebook pictures.
And show you the medal.
And have another medal. So it's all about paying for those two things. Half the time it's like, well, it's another shirt I don't really need. But they give you a free shirt.
I mean, they give you a medal. Look, my kid played T-ball. He got a trophy. I got news for you. He's not going to the World Series.
It's just the business model of these races and how they set things up. They do everything based on volunteer work. And then they hit and run, they leave, for the most part. Like the bigger ones.
But nobody stops. People keep joining and giving them money.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I mean. It's not a scam.
Like, I'm not going
to
do it.
Volunteer. Because then they don't promise you anything in return, right?
No, absolutely.
You're going to get up early.
Nope.
You gave us money, and then you're going to go run.
You're going to hand some water and goo to these people at my early age.
Here's a banana. You got, all right. I mean, I'll take their money, too, if you're dumb enough to give it to them. So wait, to train for this, you ran for free, but now if you're going to run in my race and I give you a piece of paper with a number on it, you're going to pay me, like $70 or something.
That's exactly
right.
Okay. That's exactly right.
And you know what? And I will give you a little medal with a tennis shoe.
And now you're running on your own. You're like, I don't want to go up that hill. That would be dumb.
Now I'll pay money.
And they're like, why would they make this course up this damn hill?
Right. You know, but now it's been
$70. I would never pick this. Like, you know what I mean? It's like going to a restaurant and getting liver and onions.
Right, but spending twice as much.
Yeah, exactly.
When normally, if you go to the restaurant, they give it to you for free.
I could have gotten something else. What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
I prefer to pay for sporting events I don't have to participate in.
You know what? 100%, man. I will pay to watch other people play a sport. Although someone does say, how else do you get the damn bumper stickers?
I would say the bumper stickers would drive me insane.
To let you know, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen a couple .2s, and notice the people, I'm like, all right. .2, I'm down with that, man.
Yeah.
It's 26.2. Okay, well, here's the news. Mm-hmm. The .2 is not the part that impresses me. It's the 26 miles before this. So you can add the .2. I get it. You want full credit, but nobody cares about that part. Even if you said, hey, man, I ran 26 miles, couldn't do the .2. Be like, all right, credit to you.
Those guys in Baltimore who do the morning show on 98 Rock, they're smart. They do like a .2 mile race, and then they end up in a bar, and then they just drink.
Yes!
And then they put all the money into charity.
Dude, there's one here in town. Yeah. I want to say, I forget. I think it's the place where you putt. They have like a .05 race or something.
.05.
It's literally like around the building, and
Sweet.
You're done.
Yeah, yes. And you get a medal,
and you still get a medal.
What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999.
Well, hey, you paid money to go running.
Yeah.
You might as well get a medal.
Yeah, why not?
I will say, I find it funny sometimes when it's like if it's a marathon, I get it. You're freezing or whatever. But sometimes there's short races and people might be walking around my old neighborhood and they all have on like those aluminum blankets and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they probably ran a pretty
good
race.
Man.
You're running 3 miles.
Put a hoodie on.
Right. Mm-hmm. You'll be all right. Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was going on a date with this chick. It was like a big walk in the park date. So it was just nothing really going on except each other, you know, for a couple hours. I forgot her name.
how deep in were you?
I made it all the way through.
No, I mean, how bad? Like, how soon did you realize that you didn't that you couldn't remember her name?
Oh, I was waiting for her in the parking lot, and I was just like stressing out about how I just could not remember her name. And I was already in too deep. I couldn't leave, so I was just, F it, you know. I'm just going to go on the date, see how it goes. And I ended up making it all the way through without having to use her name once.
Well, you don't really, I mean, when you're in conversation, I rarely say the person's name that I'm talking to, you know. Like, it's not like I say, hey, Miles, blah, 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 Miles. But it's like, we just talk. But did you, what was her name?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, there you go. What was her name?
Nicole.
Ah, there it is.
When did it finally click in? Like, later that night? Like, because you go through the alphabet, like, it's her. That
right,
A,
trying
B,
everything.
C, like, when did it click in?
I ended up finding the piece of paper that she originally wrote her number on, and it had her name on it, and that's how I finally found out.
Did you go out on another date with her?
I'm actually still with her. We've been dating for 4+ years now.
Did she know that you guys met and you could not remember her name?
So, she didn't know until about a year ago. when I told her.
How pissed off was she?
She was more embarrassed that she didn't figure it out.
I was going to say, can you be retroactively angry. Pissed off about right. something under the circumstances?
Yeah, she was more pissed off at herself.
Okay, all right.
So that's, 4 years in, that's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know it's going to last when you can't remember the name on a date.
Can't wait to hear that best man speech.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, oh, yeah, what's her face over here?
Yeah, oh, my buddy, her face.
I've told this story before.
I got to say, though, being on a date, especially the first couple, it can be like talking into a microphone. Like, sometimes you just blank.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And then the first time you're kind of intimate, that's always the scariest one for me, because I am deathly afraid of saying the wrong name.
Yeah. Just don't say anyone's name.
My buddy, a guy I worked with many years ago in radio, his name was Johnny.
I like him to feel special.
Johnny,
you know, what's your face? What's your face? Keep doing that, what's your face? Oh, my God, what's your face? This is awesome.
Johnny drags this chick out of Hammer Jack's or something. They're just hammered at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to go back to his place. And he has a one-bedroom efficiency. No, one-bedroom. Just a studio in downtown Baltimore. It is one room. It's very cool. He said it was like, you know, like 15-foot ceilings.
So like loft style.
Loft style, but the bed is clearly in the living room. The kitchen is there. Like, it's just one room, and all Johnny's stuff is in there. And this is the days of the landline phone. So they go home. They do their thing, whatever. And the phone rings at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And Johnny does not hear the phone ring. He kind of hears it, but he's startled. But she hears it. So she jumps up and answers the phone. She's like, hello? Like, is Johnny there? We're supposed to, you know, meet up this morning. He's like, Johnny? Yeah, is Johnny there? I don't know what Johnny. you do. This is Johnny's number, right? I don't know. Is there a Johnny in here? There's only 2 people in the place.
Right. She's one of them.
And Johnny in the bed is the other person. So she didn't know his name. She forgot it or whatever. She had no idea where she was. She had no idea whose place she was in, and she picked up the phone call and screamed out his name, and he was the only person in there, as if he wasn't Johnny.
Right.
He's like, yeah, I'm Johnny. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know your name.
Did he care?
I mean, who knows?
No. Nope.
Probably didn't.
Not at that point.
That's not even a regular bar pickup. You're coming out of like a nightclub at 2 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Sorry. I was not home for a while. I had to step into a bar real quick. Kind of loud in here. But I was riding with the wife in the car, and we're listening to you guys' show, and I'm like, man, wasn't it funny when I forgot our first wedding anniversary? And she looks at me dead-faced and goes, you mean our third?
Does that mean you missed all 3 or just you had the number on?
No, I thought I missed the first one, but I forgot that it was the third one that I missed, and I thought it was funnier at the first. So she's not super happy.
I bet not. Forgetting the first one.
We stopped at a bar, and got her said I'm getting a double vodka right now. So,
there you go.
Let's see, forgetting the first one I bet would be tough.
So wait, this just happened today.
Oh, no, it was last 2 years ago when I forgot. I thought it was 4 years ago. But I was just looking at, we were listening to your show on coming back home from the doctors, and I was both listening to the show, and I'm like, man, wasn't it funny when I forgot about that? This happened 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Is she sick?
I have to call now. This is too good.
Why are you coming back from the doctors?
Oh, she's got health problems.
Oh, all right. I thought you were going to say she was pregnant. Like, man, don't go home today.
Yeah.
No.
Was she mad again? Dude. I mean, like, did you make her mad twice?
Not super mad because she knows now after this many years that I forget things a lot.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
She was mad originally because you forgot the anniversary and then gets angry again because you forgot which anniversary you forgot.
And the worst thing in the world is to look at the calendar and see a date and know
that it is significant in some way.
And
but
can't
you
remember
still
why.
Cannot figure out. There's something significant about this day, this date. I know there's something about this date.
But I feel like that's when you ask a coworker. Right? It could be on your brain, but don't ask it at home. Right. Ask, like you get annoyed. Hey, man. Does the date, I don't know, September 3rd, why is that ringing a bell? And hopefully one of your coworkers will say something.
Yep.
And even if it's like, hey, dude, it's your anniversary. Like, thanks. Perfect. Perfect.
Still to come, Ryan Castle, Drunk in Charge will be in a Sin Spin. Today, Ryan brings us the 10 best fake songs from movies and TV. Sin Spin on the way after emails on our question, what did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
An elderly man left an expensive Picasso artwork on a train where it quickly disappeared. The jug from Picasso's Owl series is worth more than £10,000. German police are trying to help the man find the ceramic jug. Elderly man was traveling to Dusseldorf when he switched trains in the city of Hamm and forgot to bring his precious cargo with him. The 10-inch tall ceramic piece dates back to 1953 and was originally crafted by Picasso at a workshop in the south of France. It's part of his Owl series.
Oh,
and
of course.
Is a collector's item, obviously, because it is a Picasso.
That's it.
Police, which are investigating the case, asked witnesses who might have seen the man forgetting the bag to report the sighting. Our question.
We don't have old people carry important stuff.
What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Judge Gibbs. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
All right. So, real quick backstory to this one. It was one of those stints while I was working all sorts of hours. I've been working probably about 2 months straight. And one day I was going into work. I work at the Port Hadlock, and I live probably about 40 miles away. So, I was driving up to work and hadn't been pulled over since I'd been in the state of Washington. At the time, it was probably about 2 years. And come to the stop sign, and I see his car pulling up behind me. Didn't think anything about why. Thought today could be the day, but I challenged my luck. Anyway, guess what? It was that day because I have a Crown Victoria that let me out with red and blue. And when I finally pulled over, I pulled over on a slight incline, put the car in neutral. Got to put the car in park.
Oh, no.
And rolled right back into him.
Oh!
I'm so glad that's not me.
Yeah.
I mean, I really am.
Is that more of a ticket then?
So, the other part of that story is, the guy, he gets out the car, because I'm not going to lie, I was doing about 20 miles over the speed limit. I was 40, I was doing about 60, because I woke up late. And he gets out the car. I'm in uniform, mind you. So he sees my badge because I'm a military police up at Port Hadlock, and he says, "Well, I was really just going to tell you to slow down, but now it's an investigation." So it was with the county sheriff. Sheriff can do their own investigation, so they had to get State Patrol out there. State Patrol rolls out. Mind you, this is like a 3-hour ordeal. Fire rolls up, so now I got fire trucks out there. I got 3 cop cars out there. It's starting to come time where people are starting to roll in the work, so my security officer passes me. Another lieutenant of mine passes me. And everybody, I'm on the side of the road. I finally get out of the car, and I'm on the side of the road with 3 cop cars and a fire truck, and they're just looking. I'm just waving, just grinning, like, hey, I'm not getting arrested. So, I mean, that's a plus.
But yeah.
I did end up with just a warning.
So I guess the damage wasn't that bad.
Another part of that story. Where I hit the guy, he had previously hit a deer, and the damage wasn't fixed from the deer. And we both drive an American car, so I did almost little to no damage to the already damaged vehicle.
So basically, he didn't report it because it had to be fixed anyway?
Well, he did report it because, like I said, Washington State Patrol had to come out, and they did the full investigation where, you know, they're setting up all the tripods and everything in there. Chalking around the ground and chalking my chalking car and taking pictures. And of course, they ask you regular questions. Have you done any recreational drugs? And of course, I'm like, no, just tobacco. Have you drank in the past 24 hours? No, your usual. You're being recorded. Thank God I'm black. Just kidding. Anyway, I'm fine. How are you? But yeah, out of all because I got to put the car in park, it turns this big giant ordeal, and they roll fire and medical out there just like, hey, sir, you okay? I'm fine. I'm just not moving my hands because I don't want to get shot.
Well, yeah. That's the thing, too. I think anytime there's an accident with a cop car, it's like they can't call out their own jurisdiction, right? So you got to call a different force to come out and investigate.
It becomes a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So that's why they had to call a different branch. They got State Patrol out there to do the investigation because then, you know, anything could go wrong if you do an internal investigation on that in your own department. So
okay.
That's crazy. That after 3 hours, you got a warning.
Yeah, I just got a warning.
Yeah, but still, that was a waste of 3 hours of your life that you'll never get back.
Yeah, I mean, that is a long-ass time to get a warning.
Jesus. What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, that's an awful feeling.
What's that?
Just hitting something, period, in your car, but just
a
knowing
cop car,
like, you just backed into a cop car.
Of all the cars, right?
God.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, I feel you guys. My stepfather's from New York, and he always told me, Thrill, put your wallet in the front pocket.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, or just hand the wallet to the first person you see. That's
he said, put it in your front pocket because they will pickpocket you.
Absolutely. Without question.
So I totally agree. So my story is that back when I was 11 years old, my mom, she was going to college at the UW, and one of my friends, he was a childhood buddy of mine. Well, his dad got a job at the University of Idaho as a geography professor. Well, she put me on a Greyhound bus at 11 years old with a duffel bag and the old Nintendo.
All right.
You know, the Nintendo Entertainment System?
Yeah, we know what Nintendo is.
You had the carry bag. It had the pocket so you could put your games in there. She put me on the bus and sent me out there to go see him because he got a job out there. Well, when I got out there, they forgot that I was showing up. So the only thing I could remember what they told me in school was instead of, you know, this was before 1-800-COLLECT, you just owe on the payphone, and then the operator will answer the phone and be like, what's your call that you need to make?
Hang on a second. Give time to pause.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.